This is very exciting for me. I'm wanting to heal the wounds that I carry from my father, the emotional wounds. My question is, how do I go about that?
We would begin by saying to you that all of your power is here and now. And the way you feel in any moment has to do with what you are choosing as your object of attention. So when you look at it from that perspective, nothing that has ever happened before now need affect the way I feel if I have the ability to focus other than there. In other words, as I'm standing in my now, that's where all of my power is. Now, what do we mean by power? All of my power of allowing my well-being is right now. It's right now. Here it is right now. All of my power. Now, I can focus on past, present, or future. But the choices, whether I am focusing past, present, or future, are all about whether I'm choosing something that feels good as I'm choosing it, or whether I'm choosing something that does not. So the bold answer to your question, it's not always the easiest thing to apply, but the very specific answer to your question is, if you find something in your now to give your attention to, you cannot possibly find pain about something that happened at another time, because you are now not using that as your excuse not to let it in now. What happens, however, is that you are vibrational beings who are offering a habit of vibration. It's like you've got a motor running and it's always being offered. And it is sort of the mix of what you think about a lot of things. It is the mix of what you believe, and it's the mix of what you want. It's the mix of what you perceive. It's about your focus, and focus is about consciousness. Focus is about thought. Focus is about energy. In other words, there are lots of words to describe it, but whatever it is that I'm perceiving right now is what is representing my vibration, and my vibration is being answered by all that is. So as you stand in your now and you are thinking about something lovely that happened in the past, now you are choosing something as your point of attention that causes you in this moment to be open and allowing the fullness of who you are to flow through you. But if you are remembering something awful from the past and you hold that as your object of attention, now you're using that as your excuse not to allow the energy to flow. So the logical answer is, well, just don't do that. Just think a thought that feels better. Sometimes our physical friends get a little irritated with us as we are wanting to guide you toward more pleasant thoughts, and you have a good reason to do that, because in truth, because law of attraction is what it is, sometimes you don't have access to that bright and fluffy thought because you've been practicing another thought that has become so familiar that it just leads to another thought like it, and another thought like it, and another thought like it. In other words, when you're little and someone is bossing you around or someone is demanding of you, when you are living an experience where you are not able to consciously notice the correlation between what you're thinking and feeling and what you're getting, it's easy to develop patterns or beliefs that say, I am powerless in this situation and someone else has all the power. And that's the greatest discomfort that we feel within you, you see. And what we're wanting you to understand is that you do have power. You have power to allow the well stuff in, the good stuff in. But you have to start practicing feeling good even under those extreme conditions. We think that what this relationship is about, and it may be hard for you to hear in the beginning, but as you chew on it and practice it a little bit, it will resonate with the very core of your being because you know it so well from that perspective. You've come in, even in that relationship, to understand what we and you and others have come to teach, and that is what unconditional love really is. People want to love. It feels so good to be in that place of well-being. It feels so good to be connected to source energy and having it flowing through you. It is a delicious thing, you see. And if someone is being lovable, it's easy to love them. Isn't it wonderful to have a lovable being in your midst? In other words, you just love to love someone. And isn't it awful when someone is not lovable? Wouldn't you just like to kill them for not being lovable? In other words, because when they are not being lovable and you are holding them as your object of attention and then you do not feel that feeling of love, that feels awful. But it goes back to this business of, are we going to encourage you to go knock down the radio towers, or are we going to encourage you to adjust your own tune or on your own set. What unconditional love says is that I want so much to be connected to source energy. What is that love anyway? It is the allowance of source energy. That's what that feeling of love is, your feeling of connection. It's me in my physical humanness holding a vibration that allows, rather than resists, allows the fullness of who I really am to flow through me. And so what unconditional love is finding a way to allow that to flow no matter what. No longer using anything as my excuse to not allow it to flow, you see. Most people do not do a very good job of teaching that to one another. Physical friends will say, well, wouldn't it have been nicer if things could have gotten really the way I want them before I get here? And we say, from your non-physical perspective, you did not say, well, I'll come forth before I get there, clean everything up, feather my nest just perfectly, so that when I come, I will only see things that make me feel good, and in my observing of things that make me feel good, I'll always feel good. From a physical human standpoint, that might sound like a pretty good idea, especially if you're standing in a different place from that. But you did not say anything like that. You said, I will go forth into this sea of contrast. And the contrast is so valuable because the contrast will help me to give birth to powerful desires. And when a desire is born within me, I will simply and softly